From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Among America's most loved Broadway musicals, Guys and Dolls is right up there at the top. It's a Depression-era Manhattan tale of wise guys and the women who love them. The story revolves around Nathan Detroit, a fast-talking, down-on-his-luck gambler who runs the oldest established permanent floating craps game in New York. It's a role that's attracted some of Broadway's biggest stars, Nathan Lane.
Call a lawyer and sue me, sue me. What can you do me?
Robert Guillaume.
Give a holler and hate me, hate me. Go ahead, hate me.
And, of course, Frank Sinatra.
All right, already, I'm just a no-good Nick. All right, already, it's true. So new, so sue me, sue me.
Broadway's love affair with Guys and Dolls continues this spring with a new revival at the Niederlander Theater, and this time, the character actor Oliver Platt is stepping into the lead role.
Call a lawyer and sue me, what can you do me? I love you.
Platt made his name in Hollywood with films as varied as Flatliners and Frost Nixon, and on TV in series like Nip Tuck. We sat down with Platt in his cramped dressing room after a matinee performance. Platt says he purposely avoided studying how other actors had played Nathan Detroit.
That's precisely the kind of actor I'm not. I assiduously avoid anything like that. So, I mean, if I walk into a room and, you know, because my kids love the movie of Guys and Dolls. And I've never seen it.
You've never seen Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando? Really?
And now I really want to, you know, and I can't wait till this is all over to watch it. But it's not just for very simple reasons. You want to kind of do your own thing and figure your own because stuff can sneak in when you don't even know it's happening, you know.
But you were aware certainly that other people were going to compare your performance or at least think about the previous Nathan Detroit.
All the greater reason to try and protect my own take on it.
There's something wonderful about Damon Runyon's dialogue.
Yeah.
And Guys and Dolls is based on Damon Runyon's short stories.
Right.
Do you find yourself, even when you're off stage, talking to your wife, talking to your kids, slipping into this kind of dialogue?
I've been told. It's funny. Somebody just said that the other day. I think my wife said, you know, what's remarkable about the Runyon is how this guy from Kansas essentially came along and essentially created this New Yorkese, you know, this patois, profoundly influential in terms of. I mean, I realized my grandfather, you know, sounded like Damon Runyon in terms of like the use of the present tense, the sensationally endless run-on sentences with all the dependent clauses and this and that and the other thing. And I just marveled at how influential this guy was, who wasn't even a New Yorker.
So when you are slipping into Runyon's dialogue, when does that happen?
I don't know. It's unconscious. It happens, you know, because I think it's really smart to leave your work behind if you can.
Can you do that, though?
I think you could try, and it's healthy to try because, you know, 8 times a week's a lot. So you need to save the Guys and Dolls for when you're doing the Guys and Dolls.
When they approached you about this role, what was your reaction?
A kind of strange mixture of, you know, terror and delight. You know, God knows it's one of the great American musicals, and that's both a wonderful thing and a very daunting thing, you know, because there's all sorts of famous productions that have come before, but you know, you also think, well, but the reason it's a classic is that it can hold up to a lot of different interpretations, and you know, but it's not easy. It hasn't been easy, but very challenging. I mean, all I always say is, like, get too cute or ironic with this material at your absolute peril. Because that's part of the appeal of, like, you know, of doing a classic in a way is you can say, I'm gonna do my thing. And you got to be very careful about doing your thing with this material.
That must be difficult for you because you, in acting for film, as I understand, do a lot of improvisational work. I mean, there's a lot of experimentation. You try something with one take, try it again with another take.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that medium is much more is very much given over to that, and I find myself drawn to people who like to work that way. But then that's also part of the challenge of doing a classic is that you can't do that. So you have to utilize, because in a weird way, that's almost a lazy man's, I can't make this work, I'll change it. You can't do that with this material. So you need to really harness all of your, like a different part and activate a different part of your imagination and, your instrument, if you will.
And how does the character that you're playing evolve? I'm wondering, who was the Nathan Detroit that you met on the script when you first started to rehearse for this play, and who did he become in the course of rehearsal?
Well, he became less ornate and less silly and hopefully more of just a truthful creation. Because it's so easy to go, musical comedy, guys and dolls, da-da-da-da-da, just kidding, folks, you know what I mean? But the beauty of this material is that these stories are, I mean, Nathan Detroit to me, and what I connect to him about, today, this is a guy who, they won't take his marker anymore. You know what I mean? They're not taking his check.
There are a lot of people like that.
A lot of people like that right
now
in New York City and in this country. And this is a guy who's trying to make ends meet. He's a striver. He's a classic American. He's just an honest American trying to work as far as he's concerned, But the point is, he's just trying to make ends meet. And he's having a hard time. But I think it's a richer experience than people anticipate for precisely the reasons that you're talking about.
Oliver Platt, thank you so much for spending time with us, for letting us spend time with you in your
dressing
room. My
pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oliver Platt stars as Nathan Detroit in the newest Broadway revival of Guys and Dolls. And to hear Nathan Detroit's Over Time, go to our website, npr.org.